Hello everyone, welcome to the Shea Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots. Mishnah is quoted as saying, "Pocheach paris al shma." Pocheach was a person who is not only barefoot, but seems like he lacks, he wears shorts in some way. He's dressed in an inappropriate way, perhaps even a way we'll see from my Gemara that's considered erva. But he is allowed to be paris al shma. He is mechuyev in the baruchu and the kaddish and everything. He can be motzi everybody else. But Mishnah said a few things that he can't do. In particular, Mishnah said about a bocheach who is chazered over that he could pour al shema. It could be the mitar game, but he can't be the balkori and he can't be do the shots. He can't over the fnei table. And it said he should not go up and if he's a kohen in duchan. That one we understood as far to be simply people being distracted by the fact they don't have proper pants on. So Mishnah says like this. About Talach of Paris al-Shema v'chud. Ba-mine ulo ba-rav me-abai. Ulo ba-rav asked to buy a katan bocheach, if this bocheach is himself a minor, a katan. Ma-ashik or b'tor. Right? Is he allowed to do kriyas ator? Meaning, what's the question? So Raja explains the kasha to be that maybe he's only an adult bocheach. That's usher to be the balkori, because v'lo yera v'cha ervas davar. It's generally an aver to have any sort of erva showing, that's why I said it sounds like Rasha is some sort of erva issue over here. But maybe according to that, a katan that it doesn't have that avera to be, it was not chayiv in that avera yet, not chayiv in to not do that avera, maybe he'd be allowed to be the balkari. Or maybe lo plug. Maybe the chacham didn't make that distinction. So Amalei said back to him with Tiboylach, Arum. He said, you should have the same question, meaning answer the same question, by someone who's Arum. Someone who's Arum, who's totally unclothed, right, seemingly they can't do any of these things, and the Katan also. Arum, my time, why do you not have the question about someone totally unclothed, can't do it? Lo, Mishim Kavod Tzibur, it's obviously a lack of Kavod Tzibur. Achanam Mishim Kavod Tzibur. This Bocheach, even though it's not totally unclothed, is also considered a lack of Kavod Tzibur. Only his legs are exposed, but it's still a lack of Kavod Tzibur, right? So that's the way of Gemara's answer. You should have had this question also by an arm, but because you didn't, you understood there was such a thing as covered tzibur. Also, you should understand that there's a covered tzibur. Yeah. Not a kal v'chomer. It's just that a person should understand the same and should apply. Yeah. That was his answer back. So Gemara, summa paris al shema v'chule. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah said a summa could do also paris al shema, and Rabbi Huda disagreed if the summa had never seen the light of the luminaries in his whole life. Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Lili Rabbi Huda. They said to Rabbi Huda about Hishita, Harbet Safa Lido Asher Merkava. Many people have gone into Darshaning Maaseh Merkava. And Yechezkel, it's a Kabbalah Mamish. People have done that. Below Ro Osami, man, people obviously have never seen the Merkava. I mean, it's kind of difficult to even understand what it means. It's not something you see. But clearly, they didn't get it to a level they could expound on their Merkava, even though they've never seen it. So the kasha seems on him that you can understand something without ever seeing it. So even if someone's born blind and never saw the Me'oros, it should make sense that they could do a Paras al Shema, even though they haven't seen them. So it's a bit of an interesting answer. The Gemara's answer seems to be kind of obvious. Is there a Yehuda who would say back, Kosam, the Avanta, the Liba Talim Elsa. That over there, my Samar Kavla, the person learning it, darshaning it, is an understanding thing, a person trying to understand what's going on. But how come Mechavim? The other, a person could come to an understanding through sight. He could say right, say correct, and would know what he's talking about. How can Mishma know? This, the bracha I make before Shema, to be mechuyev and thereby be most other people, is a matter of hana from these luminaries. But how lately hana? He doesn't have any hana, because he's blind. He's always been blind. It doesn't imply, according to Rabbi Huda, if at one point he got hana, that would be enough, but he's always been blind. When Rosh is back, the Rabbanin, what do Rabbanin say? Say he does have hana in a different way. Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi says, Tani Amir Rabbi Yossi, Koimai, all my life, Faisi Mitzayr al Nikraze, I didn't understand this puzzle. Says one of the quotes, Rachman Latzlan, is that a person will be cursed to be feeling around, groping around in the afternoon when it's bright out, the same way a blind person gropes around in the dark. Why did it say groping around like a blind person in the dark? What does a blind person care whether it's dark or light? He's blind. Until a certain occurrence happened to me, a maisa came to my hand. I was one time walking in the dead of night, total darkness. Yeah, I mean, he could obviously see by the moonlight. to a certain extent. But I saw a blind man, he says, Shahai Mahalech Baderech. He was walking on the way. The Avuka Biyodo. He had a torch in his hand. Martilo Bini, I said to my son, Avuka Zu, Lama Lecho, what do you need a torch for? Amali Kozman Sha Avuka Biyadi, Bnei Adam Ronosi. Any point that I have the torch in my hand, people see me. Umatzilin Osi, and then they save me. They prevent me from falling into pits, right? And they prevent me from running into thorns. And the last word, barkanim, to translate is briars. I don't know what a briar means. But some sort of, probably a thorny patch, something like that. And Mela, so he's saying that there's a roundabout hana. It's pretty simple. Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi points out that he understood that it's a hana that he gets from other people being able to see. So too by us, by Purus al Shema, everybody else is benefiting from the sun, the moon, whatever it is. If this blind person can't see, still it benefits the blind person because they can see by that light and they can help him. Continues the next mission. Kohen sheish biyadav mumin. Person, a Kohen that has some sort of blemish on his hands, lo yisus kapo, is not allowed to do birkas kohanim. Now Rashi brings over here that the story is that people will look at him and there's a shechina there and you shouldn't look at the hands of the kohanim. I've heard it explained that essentially Rashi says that because that lechora is a svara only in the mikdash when the shechina was actually there. Nowadays, seemingly the reason is just chadas. You're not supposed to be distracted from the meaning of the bracha and listening to the bracha. And actually, according to the Mishnah Berurah, having in mind yourself doing a mitzvah by receiving the bracha from the Quran. Yeah, so Rashi only brings the idea that the shechina is there. Sorry, shechina on that a little bit. But anyways, that's what the Mishnah says. If he has something that's going to be distracting to the people, so he can't do Birkas Kohanim. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Misha Yodav Tzvuah. So too, even one whose hands have paint on them is also no good. So Tis, Lo Yisus Kapov. Or maybe that's one line, I should say. Af Misha Yodav Tzvuah Satis, even his hands were dyed with Satis, which Rashi is going to bring later, but that's some sort of word in French called Krug, which apparently was a Techelis colored type of paint. So if he has it on his hands, Lo Yisus Kapov. He can't do Duchening, Misha Amasakal, everybody's going to be looking at it. But continues the Gemara, says the Gemara. The Bach here takes out this first bit. We'll read it as it is. Tana Mumin Sha'amu Bafana Briadar Agla. The Brisa says the Mumin that were said is only Mumin that are not only on the hands, but also on the face or the feet. The person will be distracted by any of that on a coin. Amir Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Yadav Bahakanios, if his hands were spotted, seemingly some sort of skin problem, Oisi is Kapov, he also cannot do Chan. Tana Name Achil, the Brisa also says that. Yadav Bahakanios, Oisi is Kapov, if his hands were spotted, he cannot go up to Duchan. Yeah. And it says, Akumos, Akushos, Leisus, Kapov. So too, these different things. Now, these were, Rashi elaborates that a person's fingers can be a little bit abnormal, and also is a reason they can't go up there. Like the fingers are bent too far forward, or they separate wrong, they're bent over to the side. These are things that will, again, distract the people. Yeah, he can't do duchening with that. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi now says, Chifni. Ubishni, it should probably read, a person from Haifa, a person from Beit Shan, is what that means. Elias is Kapov. He can also not do Chon. Adonai Miyachi, Brisa says that too. Ein Moridin Lefnei Teva really says about Chazar Sashat, says you can't bring them as a Chazan, lo Anshe Beit Shan, vo Anshe Beit Haifa, not people from Beit Shan or Haifa, vo Anshe Tivonin, and also people from a place called Tivonin. Minei Shikorin Alfin Ainin, ula Ainin Alfin, because they exchange the way they say an Aleph and an Ayin. Just as a side, obviously, at least Ashkenazim and many other people also a lot of Svarim don't have a clear difference between their ayins and aleph. By us, the Mishnah Berurah brings there is no hakpada. It's all the same, anyways. And Mela one is yotze, all these things. But the worry here, worry about being a shliach sibur is that the Mela the words are said inappropriately and they're not just not the way it's said. But the worry by Birkas Kohanim is actually much bigger. In theory, we say one pasuk by Birkas Kohanim is Yoy Hashem Panav Yelecha V'Yichonecha. That means Hashem should show His countenance, His face to you. That's a positive. But if it would be that it's an aleph there, and if it would be that it's as if He's saying an ayin, I thought I should correct myself. It's an aleph there. If it would be that it was saying an ayin, so and it'll be Yoy Hashem Panav Yelecha with an ayin, so that could be a lashon of klala, lashon of curse, and we see that referring to Hashem's face. Hashem doing something with His face is not necessarily positive. It can be negative in many contexts. So thereby, it would be a problem, Gemara is saying, for the Kohanim to make that pronunciation mistake. Therefore, they didn't allow these people to duchan. But again, I said nowadays, we wouldn't be mocked about it. If one does pronounce his ayins different than his olives, you should be careful when duchaning to pronounce things correctly, obviously, all the time. Says Gemara, Amar Levi, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe. If you were a Levi, Possel Ata Minaduchon, I possel you from going up and singing with the other Levim on the platform. Mishim De'avi Kolecha, your voice is sick. Not a good voice. Also, Amalei Levo, he went and told his father this. This is a very interesting exchange here, why he's saying this to him, what he's saying back. But he said back, he went and told his father, and his father, Amalei, said to him, Zil Imalei, you go tell back him. Now, who's saying this? Yeah, this is Rebbe. Rebbe's saying to his son, Rebbe Shimon, to go tell Rebbe Chiya, it's all Tanaim over here. He says, go tell him, Kishaata Magia Eto Vichikisi Lashem, when you get to a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks, that says, I hope to Hashem, Chikisi, Lo Nimses Mecharef Megadev, won't you come out to be a blasphemer? Because you can't pronounce your chesed, and you say it like a hey, this is a pshat right over here, and you say, Vichikisi Lashem, I hit Hashem. What's going on that he insults the one, insults the other? I don't know exactly from the page, you don't see such elaborations, a very cryptic back and forth. What was Toelsa, why they say these things? Amr Avuna. Avuna says, Zavugan, which means a person whose eyes drip water, Oli says Kapa, V'yelson cannot duchan. V'ha, hu da'havu b'shi, hu say, dir Avuna. The Gemara asked Akasha, there was a person that was in the neighborhood of Avuna, v'havu paris yodei. He was a drippy-eyed person, and he did do birkas kohanim. Hahu dash bi'ir ahava, he was recognized in his city. And the people were not distracted by his condition because they were used to it. Tananami hachi, Zavugan lo yisez kapo. Bryce also says that, Zavugan, person with drippy eyes cannot do birkas kohanim. Be my dash biiro, but if it's real used to him, mutter, it's mutter. Amar Rav Yochanan, suma ba'achas me'enav, a person blind in one eye, seemingly pshat is in a noticeable way, the eye looks odd, and so kosher came two eyes, but even one eye, lo yisez kapov, cannot do birkas kohanim. Baha, hu da'hav b'shivu, say the Rabbi Yochanan, there was a person in Rabbi Yochanan's own neighborhood, Rabbi Yochanan's own descendant statement, a person in his own neighborhood, da'hav paris yadeh, and he would do birkas kohanim. Ahu dash biiro hava, the same answer is given. People were used to him. Right, Tananami Achi Suma Ba'achas Me'enav Liyisus Kapa Avi Yomai Dash Biro Mutter. And the Brisa confirms the same thing. Person blind, even one eye, cannot do Birkas Kohanim. If people are used to him, it's Mutter. Now quotes the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Misha Yadav Tzavuos Liyisus Kapa. Person's hands were painted. He cannot do Birkas Kohanim. Here in this quote, it does not say how they're dyed. The quote in the Mishnah seems to be Misha Yadav Tzavuos Satis, which is a blue type of dye. In the Mishnah, the way it's spot in most Mishnayis, actually has another word, stis or pua. That's a red dye, and a red dye. In any event, the Gemara now quotes just any paint that's there on the hands, he can't do birkas kohanim. Tana, Baisa says, imrov ansheir malachta mekach mutter. If most people in the city have such a work where they get their paint on their hands, then it's mutter because no one's distracted, everybody has that. So seemingly this is another heter on top of if bidash biiro, it'd also be okay. People know about that, his paint in his hands are not distracted anymore. But also, if everybody else has it, and this guy is only here in the city for a day, it also would be okay for that to happen. Says the next Mishnah, Omer any over lefnei teva b'tzvuin. A person says an odd statement. I don't want to go be the chazin in colored clothing. Afa levanim le'yavori. Also cannot go down. Even in white clothing, we don't let him go down. We'll explain in the Gemara we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. But sandal ain't over. I don't go down in shoes. Afa yachif le'yavori. We don't allow him even to go barefoot. Ha'osa tefiloso, this means tefillin, one who makes his tefillin shel rosh, a gula, makes it around, sakana, that's going to be dangerous. Not only is it be a ve'ein bo mitzvah, and obviously he's not doing a mitzvah, but we'll see what the case is going to be actually dangerous physically to wear tefillin like that. Nasdal mitzvah al-pas yodo, if a person puts the tefillin not the way we do, above our head that lines up in between our eyes, if he puts it actually on his forehead between his eyes, al-pas yodo, and or he puts it on his hand, not on his bicep, the way we do, ha'yizuder chaminus, that is the way of heretics. Tifon Zahav, yeah, if he coated them with gold, Venostal Beis Unkuli Shilo, or he put the hand tefillin on top of his sleeve, not directly on his skin, Harizaderech Achitzonim. That is the way of outward type of people, which basically means people that act upon their own instinct and don't ask for a pshat and things, don't ask for the correct way. So Gemara says, my taima, what is the reason that the person who is particular about how will go down to the Amud in these ways, he won't wear colored clothing, he won't wear sandals, or whatever it is, why don't we let him go to be the chazan? The chayishin Hashem aminos nizir kabo. We think there's some sort of heresy involved in him, has been thrown into him. Rashi says apparently because of the avodah zarah were mocked by these sorts of things. So if he's doing that, he's copying them in some sort of way. The Seder, the next part of the Mishnah told us that a person makes his tefillin around is a sakana. Also tefillos ha'gul sakana ve'ema mitzvah. Lema tanina lahara tanarabanan. Perhaps this Mishnah is a riot to the following brisa, is in line with the following brisa. Brisa says, Tefillin is halacha moshe b'sinai. Tefillin being square is halacha moshe b'sinai. So Amar Rava, and Rava had said the extent of that, the tefillin of alach sonam. You have to be careful when you're sewing the stitches in the leather of the tefillin. You don't pull too tight and thereby ruin the squareness of it. And alach sonam means you can measure whether or not you've got a perfect square. A perfect square, yeah, let's say it'd be 1 inch on every side, will develop a certain ratio of the diagonal point that goes from one corner to the next. Namely, Chazal understand that it's a 1 to 1 to 2/5 ratio. If it be measured 1 inch by 1 inch on every side of the square, then the diagonal line will be 1 2/5 of an inch. So that was Rav's explaining the extent of this, but you see that this Mishnah also is pointing to the idea that Tefillin must be square, is it not? And Gemara says no. Amar Rav Abba, Masisin Davida bi ki amguza. The Mishnah could be that he still made it round, but it's saying that he made it like a nut. He made it something where it's a total sphere. And it being that it's round on the bottom also, it's dangerous. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's round like a sort of nut, it's dangerous. Maybe if it was round like an egg or like a lentil or like something that is not dangerous and it's round, it's only round on one side, fully round on one side, it has more of a flat bottom, maybe that would be okay. Therefore, you have no help to the Braisa that's talking about the general Shita of holding tefillin have to be square entirely. Now, just back in 1 second, this is the Rav, because the Gemara didn't talk about it. That in the case of the Mishnah where he put his hand tefillin on his sleeve, so that was called Derech Chitzonim, because those are people that just do what they want, and he doesn't understand that the Torah says by hand tefillin, it should be L'chol Le'os, for you a sign, and not L'achayim Le'os. Meaning to say there's nothing about showing it off. Apparently that was the guy's problem, according to where the Rav is learning, that he put it on his sleeve to show other people, look at my tefillin. Not the problem of Chatzitza of his sleeve. So chatzitza itself seemingly be a problem. Rashi doesn't bring that. It's just this person doesn't know the fact that it's l'chol os l'chem los, is the arm tefillin is supposed to be covered, it seems, properly. And also the case of coating it with gold, also it says, in one of the parashas tefillin, it says that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth, and we darshan that the whole tefillin has to be made up of something that comes from a kosher animal. And gold coating doesn't help you with that. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we'll continue next.